No, today is the third day back for a number of schools. First day back for some schools that are out there in terms of getting back into the swing of things, getting back into the routine. School bus places again are to the fore, with a number of people contacting us in the program saying they're in situations where they can't get a school bus, they're not far away from enough away from the school, or can't get a bus to the school of their choice, and in some cases there isn't the availability of bus drivers to provide services to get to school. But Sinn Féin are saying they can change all of that. Their spokesperson in education is Saoirse Burke, and she launched the party's policy document outlining how they say they will reform the school transport system and end the current issues that families are facing. And Saoirse Clark is with me on the line. Saoirse, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining me on the programme. So you launched the party's policy document. You're promising an additional 100,000 school bus places. How are you going to do that, and how much is it going to cost?
So you and your listeners will obviously remember that earlier this year, the long-awaited school transport review was actually published, the review that had started in 2021. And this is not just a Sinn Féin view. The view of that review is that under option one, which we are agreeing with the vast majority of, just not when it comes to children with special educational needs, that it is possible and it should be the case that an additional 100,000 pupils would be accommodated on school transport. The policy document that I launched yesterday outlined how Sinn Féin would get to that position within over the course of a term of government. And what we are proposing in this policy document not only gives certainty and issues around affordability concerns to parents to relieve those issues, but what it also does is it removes some of the very unfair exclusionary barriers that are there. It forward plans effectively, and it gives certainty also to the bus operators, which is a huge concern that are out there. We know, and I'm sure you have seen this as well, that there are many bus operators out there who will not tender for school transport routes for a variety of reasons. And part of this plan addresses their concerns also.
So the investment would be €250 million. Is that an ongoing annual cost?
No. Investment of €250 million. So at the moment, the investment in school transport system runs at about €440 million a year, and that covers all forms of school public the school transport system. So that would be your children that are on mainstream buses, your children that are on standard, the buses that are there for children that have come over from Ukraine, and remote area grants. All of that is contained within this. Where our primary focus is, and the policy that we launched yesterday, is on the mainstream buses and the capacity that exists on that. One of the issues of the review was to integrate children with SEN into mainstream buses at a rate of 20% was the target within 5 years. We do not agree with that. We think that's overly, it's too high, to be quite frank. While we would certainly cater for and would encourage, where possible, children with additional needs to be on a mainstream bus, should they choose to do so, when you start setting targets, that's viewed as the parents of these children as being a little bit not so much of an option anymore. So we have removed that bit entirely. We don't agree with that. But what we are saying very clearly here is that the current system, as it stands at the moment, is fundamentally flawed. It is broken. It is not working. I know, particularly in my area, parents were receiving text messages on Sunday evening to say that the bus would not be running the following morning. That was the first day back in school because of some paperwork, red tape, related to the tender issue. Now, that should have and could have been resolved months ahead of now. That did not need to be left to the 12th hour, effectively, before children were going back to school. And that is not unique. We see this across the country. In many areas, you hear of this term of postcode lottery. Unfortunately, when it comes to school transport, because there has been such a political standoff almost over this, where there hasn't been any real proper management of this scheme, this is now a countrywide issue. So I can tell you, I have spoken to parents from Kerry, I've spoken to them from Clare, from Galway, from Carlow, from Kilkenny, from Meath, Longford, Westmeath. There's barely a county I haven't spoken to parents to about the lack of school transport and effective school transport in their areas. And what we are saying very clearly is we want this to end. We have laid out how we will do this. We have said what the investment will be, what years those investments will take place in.
Yeah.
And we have engaged with the operators who, at this point in time, are not engaging in the scheme. And we have worked with them around the administrative side of it that needs to change also.
Okay, the scheme carries 161,000 students. The fees for it have remained frozen at their current rates for the next school year. There are a number of recommendations and changes to the transport. I'll talk about those in a moment, but whatever you're talking about, you're talking about expanding 100,000. Aren't there always going to be parents or children who, for circumstances where they live, and they'll be, you have to draw a line somewhere in terms of what the rules are, and there'll always be someone who's just over that line, and they'll be saying the same thing to you in 2 or 3 years' time if you're in power, as they're saying now to the Minister for Education about how unfair it all is.
Okay, so about 64% of primary school children and 75% of post-primary that are currently concessionary, so they're the children that are not guaranteed a ticket every year at the moment, is because they fall marginally short of the minimum distance or they're not attending their nearest school. That is one of those unfair exclusions that I spoke of earlier on. And we, if in government in the next term, will seek to remove those barriers in the very first term of the year that we are in government. They will be one of the first things to go. So at the moment, your primary is your 3.2. We want to get that to a position where it's 1. That is in agreement with the review. Post-primary is 4.8. We want to get that to 2. That is in agreement with the review. But we are given a commitment that those reductions in eligibility distance would start from the following September, that there is a Sinn Féin-led government. And that is based on the policy that we have.
Well, what the current government are saying and what the current minister is saying under that review, the rule of 3.2 kilometres from the school to qualify for a bus place under the primary scheme, that would reduce to 2 kilometres, then 1 kilometre depending on available funding. Secondary schools, it's 4.8 kilometres at the moment to qualify for bus place. That would go down to 2 kilometres depending on available funding, and it'll be the school year of 2025-2026 at the earliest that any of the significant changes proposed in review will begin to be introduced. Would it not be better to let that come in and judge it as it goes rather than revamping the whole thing now?
And the key words of the sentence that you have read out there is available funding. This should not be based on funding. This should be a core infrastructure project. This is our school transport system. And what we in Sinn Féin are saying, which the government are not saying at the moment, is that we are given a firm commitment to making these funds available, because we recognise the stress and strain that's placed on families. We recognise children need to get to school. But we also recognise that there is huge congestion in some of our towns and in our villages that does not need to be there, but is there because of a lack of a school place. So the importance of school transport needs to be ramped up sufficiently to our mind, which is why we are given a commitment to investing the money.
How would you fix the problem of lack of bus drivers? Lack of available staff to staff all these buses?
So the bus driver issue is an issue, and it isn't just an issue in school transport area. So, but if you look, Dublin Bus recruited 870 drivers in 2023. Another service provider recruited 800 over the course of 5 years. Now, our engagements with the coach operators would say to us that there are drivers there, but the operators are not applying into the school transport scheme because of the level of bureaucracy and the tendering issue, the process that's currently there. Now, everybody has to tender for a state contract. That's absolutely accepted. However, to our mind, it begins too late. It should begin much earlier in the year. You also have a double process where a parent applies and then goes back in later on to pay or input medical care details. That needs to change. So we are committing to streamlining this service. If you look at the moment, there's about 94% of bus transport is provided by private operators. That's up from about 50% to 97%. Okay, we recognise and we value the work that they do, and we know the importance of them, which is why we have been engaging with them. And it's why we have been very clear when we have engaged with them that we want to work with them. And for those who aren't applying into school transport at the moment, we have heard the concerns. We've heard what it is that they have said to us. And that's why we are given a commitment around this tendering process, around the timing of when it is that that happens. Because we want those drivers on a bus. Now, it's also the case that where you have a smaller bus, that driver, in the vast majority of cases, would also be eligible and trained and properly qualified to drive a larger bus. Our point in situations like that is increase the size of the bus, get more kids on it. Now, we also know that this year, so as you said, most schools are back, some are going back on Monday.
Yeah.
There is capacity on some services, but for some reason, they are not, for whatever reason, the seats are not being utilised. We want to find out why.
A better way of matching a person with a seat that's available on a bus. There is a pilot programme. Final point on this, Sir Clark. There's a pilot programme place, I think, in Clare at the moment, whereby for second level pupils, if I'm not incorrect on this, they're actually getting a bus ticket, but they're using the existing public transport network to get to and from schools. They're told there'll be a bus here on the normal line, along with everybody else who gets public transport, to get you to and from where you need to go. That's about matching, I suppose, capacity on a service that's already been provided for by the state. Is that something you would continue or look at?
Yeah, absolutely. And that just makes common sense. Okay, so where there is there. But we have to also cater for the areas where there is no public transport routes, or no public transport routes that runs at times to get the kids to school and back from school. Okay. My only point in relation to that review, and I look forward to seeing what the outcome of that review is, and I hope it's a lot quicker than what it took for the initial school transport review to be actually published, is why bother having a review? You know, that pilot scheme. Why bother having the pilot scheme? You know what the review has said. It's very clear. It's publicised. It's well available. You know what the review has said needs to be done. You already knew that those buses existed. So why bother with the two pilot schemes? Just go and do it.
Okay. All right. Sounds interesting. Sorka Clark, Sinn Féin TD for Longford Westmeath and spokesperson for them on school transport. Thanks very much for talking to us on the programme this morning and giving us your view on that. That is Sinn Féin's idea. A spokesperson is saying education, not school transport, with education, which includes school transport, of course. That's their view on what they would do. 100,000 additional school bus places. They'd deliver it, get rid of the red tape, and they'd invest €250 million on that.